I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, this is Hey Dude Shoes. This is an ad, but not for your ears, for your feet. Are they listening? Good. Hey Dude Shoes are the squishiest, airiest, lightest go-to shoes you'll ever have the pleasure of introducing your toes to. So light, a butterfly could steal them. So soft, kittens seethe with jealousy. So cushy, your hands will curse your feet for all the love and attention. Toes, you've hit the jackpot of comfy. Hey Dude. Good to go to.
Hello, I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Sally, Sally, Sally. What a lovely we've just had. What, sorry, what were you going to ask me about my house?
No. Oh. Nothing about your house. I did sort of start saying, how's your week been? And then I thought, I'm going to have to stop asking because she's going to talk about her house. So I thought I'd let you carry on chatting about Alex, who we've just... Alex Lowe.
Oh, my God. Well, what an absolute gem of a recording that we've had. I can't tell you. I didn't want that to end, actually. I mean, we have that with a lot of guests, don't we? But this one... What a joy.
And also he told us a drunk story afterwards, which he was correct not to tell us on air. But
yes.
We have just been, I don't know if we should say that, actually, because what I'm saying now is other people aren't going to hear it, which is unfair.
No. Yeah, but
they'll probably
be
glad not to as well, won't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was pointless what you've just said there, Sally.
Yeah, we'll
but
cut
do you
that
know
out.
What?
Yeah, we could cut that out. Yeah. But all right then, Lou, tell us about your house quickly. Okay, I've got you on the what? Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set a timer for 30 seconds and you can. Tell us about your house now.
Okay, so we've had tiles put up in the bathroom, which are pink, and we've got black grouting, and we've got a black shower surround with a drencher that's for tall people, even though me and the gentleman caller are 5 foot something. And we've got a bath that's going in today. So after about 4 weeks, hopefully I won't stink anymore and we can stop shitting outside.
Oh, that was only 25 seconds.
Oh, well done. Oh, I've ruined it.
No, that's fine. Well done. That's great. I think that's...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wanted to tell the listener that you came to visit me as well. So how did you find your my house experience?
Now it's my turn to talk about your house. I loved it. What a great house. It's fantastic. And I can't wait for it all to be properly built. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And the fireplace is particularly lovely.
Thank you.
But also we went to Shrewsbury together, didn't we? And we had your curry. We'll get past the curry. But I was quite tired, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And what did I say to that lad, Thomas Green, when he was telling us, bearing in mind the weather was very cold, and he was, while we were sort of standing by our cars to get into the, you know, to leave, and I was with you and your gentleman caller in the same car, he started telling us a very sweet story about his mum, didn't he? And it was a very sweet story about, you know, where she lived in Scotland and everything, and how he'd been to the street that she lived on and everything, and I think she's still alive as far as I know. It was a sweet, sentimental story, and all I could think was, it's very cold, this is going on quite a long time. So when he finished, I said, what did I say, Lou?
This is exactly what you said, classic Sally. He was like, oh yeah, my story, Dundee, da da da, and you went, that's sweet, bye. And then we all had to go. So and the poor bloke went, oh right, okay, well, that's...
I said to him, tell me a nice story when it's warm, is what I said, didn't I? I just thought, I can't stand here any longer. It's absolutely freezing. Yeah. This is awful. Well, not awful. Well, yeah, it was freezing. It was bitter, bitter cold. And I was very tired.
You were. You'd had enough. You just wanted to go home.
Yeah, and I wanted to get in the car.
And he just wasn't looking like he was going to be quiet.
No. Anyway.
Oh, Sally.
So that was our week. And why don't we listen to the fantastic Alex Lowe now?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank Alex you. Lowe, hello.
Oh, hello. Lovely
Alex,
to see you.
Alex, do you have a middle name that we can elongate Alex, your...
Alex John Lowe, yeah.
Alex John Lowe.
Alexander.
No, just Alex.
Okay.
Very odd.
Great.
And Alex, we must quickly say you're not the mountaineerer, Alex Lowe, are you?
I am always... If you Google my name, which I do daily, hourly, I see there is someone called Alex Lowe who's one of the most famous... mountaineers who died up a mountain.
Oh.
And the other one who I've received her fan mail is Alice Lowe.
Oh.
You know, Alice Lowe, the actress, comedy actress. I received her email, fan mail a lot.
So do you keep it and pretend it's yours? I would, like I did with a Christmas card once for the previous owner of this flat. And I put it up. I thought every year this card comes. I don't know where she lives. And I put it up on my little shelf with all my other Christmas cards.
Oh, who was the previous occupant? What was their name?
Here?
Yeah.
Dennis Nelson.
Great. Well, we know where he is. Yeah. So that's brilliant. Probably best we don't forward that on. Alex, would you tell the listener what drinky poo you've brought to the party, please?
Drinky poo I have brought to the party is Timothy Taylor's Bitter. It's the standard one sold in my local newsagent. And the reason I chose it is that I once saw in a documentary. I mean, I used to be a bit of a lager drinker. And then as you get older, you think, I quite like something that tastes a bit more real. I never thought I'd hear those days, but somehow I quite like the fruity, slightly more organic taste of a bitter. It just tastes slightly realer. And I used to have an old speckled hen of an evening, but I've got an ointment for that. I used to have an old speckled hen, and which I liked. It's nice and strong. And then I saw a documentary and it's Madonna when she lived in London with Guy Ritchie, and she is in his pub or a pub in the East End. And she says, this is the most lovely, this is my favourite beer, Timothy Taylor's. And I thought, what does she know about it? I'm going to try Timothy Taylor's. I thought, sure enough, actually, it's really nice.
My God, Madonna is a guru in so many different ways.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it's amazing, she? Isn't it? Of the people to get a real ale recommendation.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if she still drinks it now the marriage has gone.
That is exactly what I've been wondering. I bet she can't have it near her lips.
No.
I bet it's absolutely repugnant to her.
We'll get her on. We'll ask her.
Yeah, she's bound to want to. We'll get Guy Ritchie on as well. And well, you know what? We'll bring them back together, like Cilla Black and Surprise, Surprise. We could do that, couldn't we, quite easily. So bitter, you've moved on to bitter. So if you were going to the pub for quite a few, for example, would you just have bitter now? Because I find bitter quite filling, but then I find lager like that. There's only so much, but it's quite bloating, isn't it?
I increasing. Well, first of all, I'm trying not to drink so much. I'm doing a bit of a dry end of January to end of February. Lose drinking. You're drinking already. With Timothy Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I've drunk mine.
Great. Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to sort of cut down a bit, but I increasingly go, like, for example, to football, and where I used to drink a pint of beer or two, I don't do that now, mainly because this is so tedious for you, the young people listening, that I do need a wee. I went to Arsenal the other week. I'm not a big Arsenal fan, but my mate took me, and he sits with, as you can imagine, in North London, Arsenal, there's a lot of very well-to-do, wealthy people. And it would be unforgivable to get up but 5 minutes into the match when you've had all of the build-up and you've got half time, only 45 minutes away, and get up for a wee and shuffle all the way along the row. Because at football, there's not a lot of room. But sure enough, I had 2.5 pints before this thing started. And the horror, I mean, the anguish more than anything about, it's not the team I normally go and watch. I cannot push past all these people who look like they're sort of solicitors, but kind of London, no nonsense football solicitors. I just couldn't do it. I thought, they're going to say, what the fuck are you doing, mate? You know, you've had the whole of the build-up to the match. It's only just started, and now you want to get up. And it was torture, and I had to wait for Arsenal to score, and I just jumped up. Excuse me. So what I did last week when I went to Wolves, I had 2 glasses of red wine.
Oh,
in the fan zone.
Oh, would you not be tempted to get a catheter fitted for?
I was going
to
say, I bet those guys that, you know, don't piss. You know, how do they do that? They just refuse. You know, it's against their masculinity, isn't it, to admit
they're clever enough not to have 2.5 pints before the match starts. But it was over Christmas. Christmas, I find a bit dull.
And you can get those piss pads, can't you? Those piss pads for men. But you can get them, and when you piss in it crystallizes.
You're kidding. So you can sort of wear them and just do a wee in your.
Yeah,
pants.
I mean, God. I would imagine the bulk would be quite heavy and make you look like you're massive.
And then I wonder what you could do with the crystals afterwards. Maybe, you know, like people put like them in pots and have them in the.
Nice. Bit new wave.
Yeah, have it in your living room with the fake plant sticking in it. That'd be nice, isn't it?
One of those damp collectors. So it must be, you know, though, you get those plastic damp pots where you put the crystals in the top and it draws in the condensation.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just carry one in your bag, it'll just seep it out of you without you knowing.
I've got visions of my Actilly friends coming around. They do come sit down. Would you like a peppermint tea? I've got the joss sticks here, my piss crystals. So just... on the mantelpiece there. You know, point them out. That was Arsenal the other week. Wolverhampton Wanderers.
What a brilliant drag name. Piss Crystals.
Piss Crystals.
Yeah.
This is the thing, you know, I really, really love drinking.
So
I don't think I've got a particular problem. I had a mutual friend of ours around just now who does have a bit of a problem. He has to go to meetings and stuff. I would hate to be in that position. I've always sort of managed to say no, but it's so bloody lovely. And of an evening, you know, my missus is like, no, we're not, come on, we've only done 3 days. I'm so bloody proud of myself. We're doing this on a Wednesday. Yeah. I've only had sort of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, well, it's the fourth night tonight.
So you can drink tonight. Yes, definitely.
Possibly. But it's so nice, and it's so quick. Let's have a nice bit. Let's go to meditation, or let's do Pilates or something. It's just the second it gets in your bloodstream, it does the trick.
And what do you drink at home? Is it red wine more? If you're sort of, you know, of an evening watching the telly?
Well, I was drinking red wine, and then I moved on to, honestly, until about 2 years ago, I drank tea, wine, bitter, and water, the only things I drink. And the scales were removed from my eyes when I discovered a double VAT, or a double vodka and cranberry because it hits the spot. It's not nearly as calorific. I figure the cranberry is fruit juice anyway. And it just kind of gets there nice and quick. That does get into the system nice and quickly.
Very good for your bladder as well with the cranberry. Should you
ever have... It's all linking up, isn't it, to the pissing at the arsenal.
It's all linking up. Yeah.
It was probably your subconscious that went to it. It was something in your body was calling.
I think so, but it's not quite as nice as enjoying a lovely, you know... And I don't know anything about wine. I'm not a wine bore.
Well, I'm sniffing this. I've got the landlord. I'm a fan of the landlord.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sniffing this and I love it. I love an ale. I've ruined the whole point of this podcast by saying I love it, but I love an ale. I used to go to the social club with my dad on a Sunday for a couple of pints of ale. Yeah. And after a while, they would get new
beers.
Yes. Yeah. And then I was allowed to try them. It was great. But I love it. I do get what you mean, though, when they are quite filling. But that's when you move on to your spirits or your liqueurs, you see.
I suppose so. The other night I tried something. I did a gig with Joe Lycett in Birmingham. I was delighted. And normally I get away from these things, but it was a drink next door. And I thought, yes, it's gone well. I'm going to go and have a drink. And sure enough, after a while, people got out some Tia Maria's in the little. Oh, isn't it lovely? What a lovely drink. Tia Maria.
Yeah, just straight Tia Maria. Or do you have ice?
Straight Tia Maria in a little sort of shot glass.
Oh, lovely. Ooh. And you can mix it with different sort of light things as well, can't you? And if you...
It's absolutely superb, Sally. What do you like drinking, Sally?
Do you know, I love a champagne. Oh. I love a champagne. I like a white wine, a Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Gris, a Chablis.
Everything. Yeah, everything,
yeah. But do you know what? This year, I mean, I've always liked red wine, but I've always gone to white first. Right. And this year, weirdly, in the cold winter months, it's been red wine. Yeah. A nice Malbec.
We had a Malbec the other day, did we? The beefy one.
The Malbec, really, this is another middle-aged thing to say, but it's very, very good for your cholesterol. Did you know that?
What? How many bottles?
I don't know. I heard that somewhere, but that'll do for me.
Anything. I know. It's...
No, that's good for your cholesterol. That's why I have to drink to oblivion.
They did say the other day on the radio, like this myth apparently that drinking a glass of red wine a day is good for you. They were saying, it's, you know, experiments have found out that this isn't the case. I just turned the radio off.
Oh, I know.
Not listening. If I believe that a glass a day is good for me, then I'm happy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
When you were training, when you were younger, what was your training drink of choice?
Well, it was your standard lagers, 4X in the 80s. Carlton Main 4X.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Carlton Main 4X, Lowenbrow, if you wanted to go posh.
Ooh, yes. Oh, is that posh, is it?
Laughing Brew, yeah, that used to be known as. Skull was known as Cooking Lager because it was just soft shit. So it would be your lager beers.
Yes.
And then I always remember, I was saying this to my missus only the other day. I always remember sort of when... I don't think wine was a big thing in Britain, but I remember going away on holiday, not on holiday, we went on a school trip. And for some reason, someone had a bottle of Le Pied d'Or. And it said, and it always sticks in my mind on the label, d'une souplesse exceptionnelle, which means of a kind of softness, a smoothness, exceptional. Yeah, exactly. You're writing that down.
Yes, she is. I am.
And it always sticks in my mind, that little bit of French, d'une souplesse exceptionnelle. And I always remember my dad, bless him, my parents, you know, weren't remotely wine type people, don't know anything about it. He used to buy it because he thought I liked it. And I thought I knew something about it, you know. Oh. And actually, it's probably absolute piss.
You said, what worries me about that? Well, not worries me. I mean, we've all been there, but you said it was a school trip. So how old were you? Were you 14
or 15? No, I was 17. And, we went away to the south of France for my A-level French. It was fantastic.
Of course it was. You're away from home. You're in France. God.
It was so great, you know, and sort of a blind eye was turned to boozing and... It was just so brilliant, that holiday.
What did you get up to? Did you get drunk and disorderly on your French trip?
I think we probably did in the dorms. There are a couple of ladies I fancied. I don't remember any particular action happening in that department.
Oh, sorry.
But it was great. Great fun and really lovely. said South France. What a ridiculous. We were studying, so boring for the young people, Marcel Pagnol's book, Le Château de ma mère. And it was all set in, you know, Provence, and it was all lovely and sort of. Like that face. Lou is pulling a face like
I can only
sort
remember
of hamster.
Like, I know.
I can only your cheeks in like it's fucking boring.
Le Château la 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 la.
Le Château de ma mère is it? Do the souplesse exceptional.
At my school we studied Le Tricolore.
I was about to say that. That's what I was trying to say, Tricolore. So, but that was O level. That was O level. You were doing A level. You were advanced.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence, Le Château.
Yeah. I mean, in recent years, my daughter, she did some sort of GCSE French. And I remember I remember to say, look, I'll help you with this. And I sent it in and she failed. It was a disaster.
Oh, no.
Which I still can't believe because I can't have been that shit at it.
You weren't that exceptional then, were you?
No, I wasn't. It was unbelievable. I don't know how it was so bad. I thought it was rather good what I'd written.
Anyway. Oh, what did you get for your A level? We'll judge you then.
Middle
of the road. It's all right. Yeah. I mean, it's a pass. It's not as horrendous, is it?
No.
And do you still use it though when you go to France? Do you still speak?
We don't really get. Have I been to? Yeah, I tried. I've tried, but you know.
Do you do the accent? Do you do it? Do you really go for? I've got a friend that is fluent in French, and I just can't bear to stand next to her when she's talking it because it's like. You're a British person.
I know. I really hate that.
Yeah.
I mean, but certain things Americans do when they, that's my worst thing. You know, when Americans say, it's pasta. Pasta.
Oh.
It's pasta. It's clearly written pasta. You like pasta. Like it's a sort of nod to the Italians. You know, that sort of thing.
Pasta. Not more though.
But they still use a lot of the European words, don't they? Like zucchini? Is that ours is European. Courgette must be French, mustn't it? What's the zucchini? Where do they get that from?
Where did they come from? In Italy?
Must be. Actually, yeah. So that completely dispels what I just said. We use
ourselves. Ourselves. Ourselves.
Can we cut that bit out, Amanda?
No. No. I'm sticking with it, ourselves. There you go. Don't come here with your eggplant and your zucchini.
Eggplant. That's what I was looking for, that word.
What's eggplant again?
Aubergine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are correct. Listen to us.
I'm trying to think of another one. Pasta is one I can't bear.
Fanny. It's your bum and your fanny pack. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, anyway.
We want some drunk stories, Alex.
Okay. Now, I've got two...
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Stories that I must tell you, they're sort of horrendous in their
great.
Own way.
Brilliant.
They're not particularly sort of, wasn't it great fun? They're sort of slightly word of warning. I've got another one, but I thought I wouldn't say that because the police could get involved and I don't want to have to
Listen, it's only us and my mum that listens to this. So don't you be worrying.
This is one of them that in around about the same time as this French trip, 1985, I was at Harrow Weald Sixth Form College in northwest London, which is only a local education authority sixth form college, which is an extension of my school, Noe Hill High School in North Harrow. It was a wonderful thing to suddenly go to sixth form college and be surrounded by slightly more like-minded people. I don't know whether you remember being 16. I remember thinking, I cannot wait to never see you again. Certain people at my school. Mm. And somehow, you know, I went to this brilliant sixth form college, which I can't explain, but for a comprehensive sixth form college, it had the most incredible people there. Shami Chakrabarty, the head of Liberty, was in my year, used to come and play my piano. Jacques Peretti, who you might have seen on Breakfast News this morning, his mum was awfully at Auschwitz when she was a child. Now he was, and he famously did a documentary. He's a journalist and went to Neverland, Michael Jackson's thing.
Wow.
Mark Ramprakash, the cricketer, was a there. Who else? Who else? There's some other, you know, Guido Fawkes is a political commentator. He's a sort of, you know, internet. He breaks these incredible stories. He was there. Matt Lucas was a couple of years after me. He went there. It was just, for some reason, it was just...
And then there was you.
And then there was me. And there's loads of people. There's not the other guy, that guy from Life on Mars. What's his name?
Oh,
one of those actors, him. He was there. But there were some incredible people there. And I just remember that was also a time, probably, you know, in the smoking room there was where all the great people hung out. And it was... I don't know if you remember that time being sort of 17. You're considerably younger than me, you two. But you know when you sort of got people who were suddenly into politics,
yeah.
And there were people who had stuff to say, and there'd be sort of gigs going on and stand-up comedy and all the stuff that you didn't have at school at 16. Suddenly, people were opening your eyes to this stuff. Anyway, that's by the by. We went to one day. It was very, very icy, the winter of 1985. And my parents, I lived up in the loft in our house, and there was a sink up there and a shower in my lovely
room.
Very nice. Got up in the morning, and the it was all frozen. All the taps were the pipes were frozen. I turned it on and sort of left it. And of course, you can imagine what happened. I went out.
Oh no.
Yeah. And in the meantime, the pipes thaw out and the water comes through. And we got to college and it was closed because it was all their pipes were frozen. It was freezing cold and, you know, the kids weren't allowed in to study. So what did everyone do? Let's go down the pub. Seemed like a fantastic idea. I could have gone home. I could have turned around and gone home. But no, we went to the pub, the Alma pub in Harrow Weald, next to the bus garage. We spent from about when it opened, what would that have been, about 11 o'clock, 10 to 11 or something. 11 o'clock. When do the pubs open? In those days. Nowadays, it's any time. But in those
it was
days,
about 11, like, wasn't it?
11.
Yeah.
Mm. Until closing time, we were kicked out about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Where I thought I'd better get home and try and sober up before my mum comes home. She was working for Harrow Social Services.
Great.
And I got home really pissed, really, really pissed. Let myself into the door and I thought, I'm going to have to, I've been on the old fags and all that, get some, brush my teeth, try and look a bit sober. Had my A-levels coming up.
Great.
So I, you know, better look like instead of going to the pub, I was there studying. And I heard this noise of, which I thought someone was applauding. I thought there's someone in the house applauding, which of course, you know me.
Oh, darling.
I can't resist, darling.
Oh, darling.
I go to the kitchen for my curtain call, and I can hear
tap shoes on.
What have I got? Give a tight turn at the end, and it was in the kitchen. I thought, what the fuck's that? And it was coming through the kitchen ceiling.
No,
like that, bang, 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 on the floor onto this sort of, you know. What would you call that? Parquet flooring? What would you call that?
Would it have been a laminate, darling? Lino
in those days.
Yes.
In them days. And I thought, and immediately occurred to me what had happened. And so basically, given that I was in the loft.
Oh, shit.
Two stories had passed.
Oh, no.
And it had come through. And I mean, it was so horrendous. Like the wallpaper. I've never even been in a flood in a house. The wallpaper would sound like big bubbles of water on all the fucking wallpaper in the house. It was so horrendous. I ran up the stairs to see that one floor had fallen through.
No.
My parents' bed had, you know, like beams on it. And, you know, that sort of stuff for insulation between the, that was all everywhere, just gushing through onto my parents' bed. And I was so pissed. I was laughing and crying at the same time. It was so horrendous. I can't tell you how awful it was. And I sort of turned the water off upstairs. It still, you know, takes forever for it to still coming through the kitchen. Very dangerous. And I didn't turn any lights on. I thought
you have that capacity to exactly. Realise. Yeah.
So I immediately phoned my mate Alex Gordon. I don't know why, and was sort of in tears on the phone going, I've absolutely destroyed the house. My mum will be home any minute. I'm pissed out of my head. Stunk of fags. And the whole house is ruined. And it's getting dark now, you know, in January, whatever it was.
And maybe the water was washing off the smell of the fags, though. There was that part.
Maybe, maybe. And she came in, and actually, similarly, she laughed with the shock of it. It was so shocking. It was so shocking. It was like, you cannot live in this house. And I just remember it was getting colder and colder. There was no heating on. There was no light. We sort of had candles, just great bulges in the. And so that was the most shocking thing. That how does water get behind the wallpaper? And then I knew my dad was going to be home just after six. Now, but he's not. He was, my poor dad was never one of these sort of wait till your father gets home, you're going to get a clout type. And he was just, God, he came on the tube from London where he's working. And I have to say, that night I went and stayed with this guy, Alex Gordon, in Pin, and I stayed there for 3 weeks. And my brother had to come home. And he came home, and I don't think his room was too bad, but my parents just had to sleep downstairs. And I always remember, I failed my A-levels. We were talking about A-levels Great. Earlier. And it was partly because all my revision and all my paperwork and everything was floating around sort of in my room.
Okay, we'll go with that, Alex.
Sort of terrible, yeah. And honestly, I can honestly say it's my one thing. If my kids leave the bath on, or I think there's a bath, going and no one's in the bathroom, it terrifies me, because it nearly, honestly, ended my parents' marriage. It was so awful. And my dad was not the most practical person. He just, that sort of thing. I'm not even sure he would know how to turn the water off at the mains at our house. I followed suit. And it just caused so much. It just rode a coach and horses through our family life.
Wow.
My parents, were sort of shocked, and there was no electricity for a bit, and it was freezing cold in the middle of winter.
And all the different types of workmen that have got to come and fix that,
exactly.
You've got to different stages of fixing it. Are they plaster, the roof, everything, the decorating.
Everything. And it just took forever. And I always remember my mum saying, if that happens again, I believe her. She's not one for dramatic statements. She said, if that happens again, I'm going to have to leave. Because it was just too awful. It was... Mm.
I'd have to say, though, that your mum works in social services and she put you in the loft.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad. I'd blame your mum for that. That's terrible.
With a bathroom of his own.
Yeah.
I must tell you this about that loft room, which was, this is true. My son, his orthodontist is my mate's sister, just so happened, at Watford General.
Brilliant.
And he had trouble with his teeth. And we went to see her, and she said to me, phoned me up one day and said, look, when next time you come in, Alex, I've got to introduce you to someone. It is my dental assistant, and her parents bought your house, your mum and dad's house in Pinner. So I tell her, I was really delighted. I said, hi, how are you? And she said, well, I had that room upstairs. I said, that was my loft room. I had a sink in there and all this sort of stuff. I said, I'm really glad it's gone to someone so nice, because, I had many, many happy years there, and my parents lived there all throughout their married life, and it's fond memories. And I don't know whether you ever took the wallpaper down, we'd write on the walls and all that sort of stuff. And he said, I said, I'm so glad you're very happy. Yeah, very happy there. And there was a lull in the conversation. Someone else said to this woman, did your parents have to do much renovation? She went, oh Christ, yeah, rip the whole place out. I was like, oh fucking cheers, my parents' taste. Oh yeah, oh God, got rid of it, all the carpets and everything. I was like, oh. Cheers.
It's funny, isn't it, when people, because the other day I had my chimney swept the other day.
Yeah.
And Nigel came. Nigel came. Anyway, he chatted to me for ages, telling me about the houses that he goes to in Bristol, like how amazing they are. Carol Vorderman's, for example. Yeah. He was telling me all about her fireplaces and the girl that David Bowie wrote his song about. He goes does her chimney. And then he went, about how much money Carol Vorderman has, for example. But anyway, not like me and you with our little, like that. And I was like, but you're standing in my... Is it horrible?
Yeah, cheers. I know. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, you're standing here telling me my flat is shit.
I don't know whether some people think that puts you at ease to be on their level. You know, I mean, when we had our my daughter Georgia, we went in. This is 23 years ago. We went into UCH in near Warren Street to for her to be born, and I remember the guy coming in. And we were sort of very young in those days. And my wife, you've met my wife Sally. She looks very, very young, and she's only 15 now. But she looks, cut that out. She looks very, very young. She's 54, right? But she looks incredibly young. So much so that. I was doing a job the other day and the makeup woman said to me, oh, is that your daughter on your phone? I went, no, that's my wife. But anyway, what was I saying? The guy came in to do the epidural in her spine and he was sort of about our age. And I think he thought, as you say, it's putting you at your ease that we're all on a level. And he went, oh, it's a bit early in the morning for me. This. I'm like, no, it's not. I want you to ease this into her spine very carefully. Don't do the, But I think he thought, we're all on a level. We're all kind of young kids.
No,
thanks. Oh, I want a professional to do that.
Get somebody else in if you can't do it.
Yeah, you're too fucking tired.
Yeah, get an early night if you're digging needles into people's spines.
Yeah, my sister once, this is disgusting, but she got a tampon stuck up her and Nicola's sort of a scientist and medically based.
You should have got that chimney sweep. That's
Send a little boy up.
Watching him put all the different handles, screwing them in as it goes up.
Up your flu.
But she went to hospital and she was studying at Nottingham University. And she was, my sister's were very, very different. She's very shy, very quiet. And she went in to have it removed. And the guy removing it was a trainee doctor who she had fancied for 2 years. And he was there dicking about with her fanny trying to get this thing out. I mean, that's just horrendous, isn't it? You're just like,
So he knew her of old.
They would have been a little bit flirty and whatever, and Nicola's and he's
did his face not fit? He's looking up an old friend.
Alex, before we go over to your next drug story, we should do a little shout out to our Patreons, shouldn't we, Lou?
Jackie Jones. Now, Sally, I believe Sally has written a poem about Jackie Jones, haven't you, Sally?
Yeah, I have, Lou. And what I would like you to do is for you to say it, because I sent it to you, didn't I? There's no poem, Alex. She's just trying to land me in it. There's no poem.
There once was a lady called Jackie Jones.
Yeah.
She's already stuck. Oh, no, I thought you'd...
Who was single and lived on her own.
She had so many ovens.
She had so many ovens. She joined a witch coven and wasn't lonely ever again.
No.
There you go.
And survived by eating some bones.
Yeah.
Jones, thank you for being our Patreon. Yeah. Thank you so much. A shout out to you with a poem, of course. And if you want to join the Patreon, go to Patreon and find us, Spittle Swallows Podcast, and you get ad-free episodes because we've got it together now, and you get little after-hours chats with me and Lou.
Nice, isn't it, Alex? Well, we'll probably explore a few more of these disgusting stories in a little bit more in depth. But Alex, we want more drunk stories.
Okay.
So come on.
This is another bit of a nightmare one where, I don't know whether any of your listeners know Pinner in Northwest London where I live.
I'm sure they do.
Right. Well, it's kind of nice and middle classy. It's near where they filmed The Good Life up the road in Northwood. May to December was filmed in
Pinner. May to December.
It was great growing up there and it wasn't exactly the front line. However, there were a lot of drinking holes there. Is that the word? Drinking wells, drinking holes.
Yeah.
The Victory, the Hand in Hand, the Odd Fellows, Queen's Head. And it used to attract a lot of people boozing on a Friday, Saturday night. So it was always a chance you get a bit tasty. Occasionally there was a bit of aggro. And I remember one night I... I used to, on the way home, I don't know if you remember this as a student, didn't have much money after I spent it all on my Castlemaine 4X or Lowbrow. I used to go up to an Indian restaurant at the top of Bridge Street in Pinner and get a keema naan. Ooh. No, a naan. So a keema naan, for anyone who doesn't know, is the one with meat in it. I assume that's lamb or something. Lovely when you're a bit pissed on the way home.
What a good idea.
And this one particular night, it's a nice snack, isn't it? So on the way home this one night, I decided to go up there, and very often it was closed, but by 11 o'clock or 10 past 11, it was closed, but it was open. It might have been a little bit earlier than 11. And I went in there, bit pissed, sat down. He gave me the takeaway menu. I knew what I wanted, one keema naan. And he was like, I'm not going to serve you that. I'm closing the kitchen. I'm not, don't make me get, you know, £1.40, whatever it was for a keema naan. I'm not doing it. I said, okay. With that, my mate came in, Chris Billing and Alex.
Not Chris Alex Billing.
Gordon. Alex Gordon, yes.
Chris Billing, who in those days, who was very much part of that Harrowill sixth form college I mentioned earlier, arty sort of group. And he, I think he thought he was, I think he thought he was Byron or someone like that. He was doing English A level. And I remember him, he had a cape on. He had a sort of cape on.
Brilliant.
And he was carrying a sort of cane with a nip of whiskey in the top.
Brilliant.
I mean, really utterly pretentious. Really, I it was my nightmare to see him turn up at this Indian restaurant with the aforementioned Alex Gordon, who I was in a band with.
Great.
And Chris was in there, and they sort of stood in the Indian restaurant. I don't think they particularly wanted anything, but they'd seen me go in there. And the guy came out. I won't do the accent. He said, I'm not going to open the kitchen just for one keema naan, right? Mm-hmm. Quite rightly,
yeah.
He wants to go home. It's been a busy night. He doesn't want some pissed student of 17, 18. So he said, I'm not going to, no, I'm not doing that. Go on, that's enough. It's closed now. And Chris Billing, to my horror, I mean, it's just so embarrassing. This is so wanky and pretentious, said to him, that's a bit elitist, isn't it? You won't open the kitchen because you won't spend any money. You know, it's a bit elitist. Of all things, quite rightly, I understood. He doesn't want to open the kitchen, you know. It's £1.40. And with that, a guy who was waiting for his takeaway with his girlfriend at another table got up,
oh, no.
Clearly hard as nails, and said, I'll tell you what's fucking elitist, mate, is coming in here with that cane. And with that went,
no,
no!
Smacked him, and it was like a Western. He flew with the cake. Landed on this table, then tipped up, and all the white cloth and covering fell down. He was on the floor, and immediately I shit myself and ran out with Alex Gordon. And found myself at the top of Bridge Street thinking, shit. And Chris came out afterwards, nose bleeding. Behind him was the hard bloke going, where the fuck is he? Where is he? Chris was, I think, was hiding in a shop doorway or something. And for a while, you know, I mean, I'm 54 now. It's a long time ago. But it was, the story was that I ran away from this thing. Oh. I crossed the road to head up to, anyone who knows Pinner, top of Bridge Street, there's a police station. And I thought, this is going to get really horrible. I'm heading up to the police station, which I think was closed at the time. And then we went back to Alex's house and had a good laugh about it. But to this day, it is a saying in my house, I tell you what's fucking elitist. Quite rightly, he deserved a slap. So when I said earlier it was full of these fascinating, brilliant people, my sixth form, there was the odd pretentious bloke like that.
Who, of course.
A cape and a cane down to the pub.
I remember going to university and they're sort of like the kids that had just left school. I went a bit later because I'm old. Yeah. And there was one lad that just left school and I remember him sitting and he'd taken a year off and he didn't stop talking about what he'd learned in this year off. Oh, you know, yeah. It was constant. He wore that, or like his whole rainbow outfit, you know, loads of different colours, yeah. That as if he's just slung it together. But actually he's taken a lot of time working out which rainbow jumper goes with which rainbow pair of trousers.
Absolutely.
And just kept patronising everybody about how he was much older because he'd taken a year out. And you just want to, and actually I would have happily seen the man in Pinner punch him as well.
Yeah.
I used to go out with a guy called Chris from Pinner.
Have an a English cape teacher. And a, yeah.
English teacher.
Oh, I don't know, but he had nipples like 50 pence pieces.
Did I? Well, you're all younger than me. What? Where did he live in Pinner? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. He lived with his parents, and we had to wait until they'd gone to bed before I was allowed to go into the house, and we'd have to sneak
due
into
to previous
the house.
Visits from Lou.
Yeah, we used to have to sneak up the stairs, one like in unison, so that they wouldn't hear us coming in. Great. And he had his nipples looked like 50p pieces.
Oh, how lovely!
Just wondered whether it was the same guy. Could have been.
What was his surname?
I don't know. His name was Chris. He had 50p nipples. So
you would imagine you'd know if you went out with him, wouldn't you? That's something.
It's really amazing that, you know, I occasionally meet people. I mean, I have not slept with that many people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But they were all quality, not quality, quantity. But it's always amazing when you know, like Lou, you can't remember. So I remember absolutely everyone and their names.
I did have a spreadsheet. At one point, I had this is serious, I had a spreadsheet.
She filled it. You know how they call it? Infinitely. She actually got to the end. Nobody has before.
No, I alphabetized them as well to see whether I had like a penchant for going out with people with the same name. No.
No. So when you say going out, it wasn't like I consider going out in a relationship. Here we're talking more.
That was a relationship. It lasted a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Well done, though. Well done.
Sally, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
Can't remember. Oh, too old to remember now. It doesn't matter. It was something to do with something, I'm sure. And it will probably never enter my head again. That's hilarious. That's what I was going to say. Your drunk stories, they have a pattern of a lot of things spilling. Water, curry.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
I mean, the thing is, there are too many stories about getting pissed and having good fun and outrageous things happening, but they don't really stick in my head as much as these two sort of terrible things.
Well, the thing about those drunk stories is there's a lot happened afterwards as well, didn't there?
I often think that to be serious, but sometimes when you're drinking, it's really worth keeping one foot, you know, something could happen. And I always remember sort of from about the age of, say, 14 to 22, going out of an evening, there was always a chance something might kick off. There might be a fight or something. You know, once you get into your later 20s, like that's not going to happen. But there was often a sort of air of don't look now, but that bloke at the bar is screwing us out sort of thing, you know. And I it's the same now, I suppose. The equivalent now is if I'm going to some works drinks do, I've stopped being invited now for some reason, but I used to go to the BBC light ent Christmas party for Radio 4. And that was always, I always have in the back of my mind, this is work. Don't get so hammered you wake up tomorrow and go, oh my God, you know, what did I say to this producer on that one? But I find it gets you pissed in a very horrible way where you're just a bit tense the whole time.
Yeah. I've
been to that party a couple of times and they always have an amount of free booze, which all the alcoholics, it's all gone, isn't it? Very quickly. Then you go on to the pub afterwards.
That's
for,
it.
And a cough.
Yeah.
That pub thing is really...
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And then there's been a couple of times where I've stayed over in wherever it is and then woken up going, because I'm always the sort of person that will go and have a word with myself in the toilet.
Yes.
I think I've probably spoken about this before, but when I go to the toilet and I go, it's okay, I know I'm going to remember tonight. And that is always the point where I black out.
Time to go home.
Yeah.
Can I ask, have you seen Chris Billing since? I'd like to know what he looks like now. I'd like to know if that cape has gone or...
I did hear my friend Matt Dowse, who was a music teacher in South London, when Chris's name came up once, Chris, if you're out there, make yourself known to me again. He said there was an English teacher called Chris Billing who worked at his school who was gay. And I said, I don't know whether that was Chris. And I thought, well, maybe he is gay. I don't know. But I don't remember him being gay at the time. And I mentioned it to my old drama teacher from Pinner. She said, no, he's not gay. He's married.
We ask our listeners to send us
name
in a drunk story.
People.
Gay people, yeah. That's what we do.
Who are not out yet. Go on. Yeah, go on. Who else?
Alex Lowe. No, sending drug stories for us. And this is a very short one, but it made me laugh. This is Ruth from Cambridge. Hello, Ruth. Yeah. Thanks for joining in. All she says is, went to pub, drank too much, had sex with doorman in garden of pub, ooh, married him. That was the end of
no!
it.
That's good.
That's a nice story, isn't it? In a way.
I do remember... there was a waitress at the World Cafe in Crouch End.
Oh, I know the World.
You know it? The bottom of Crouch Hill. Yeah. So I used to live on Crouch Hill.
Right.
And I always remember something similar happening where she could have been one of the lucky few that I mentioned earlier, but it didn't happen. It was a classic case of, I think I even had a pot grass cigarette that night as well.
Oh, Alex, and, how disappointing.
And I remember it being really on the cards back at her place in Stroud Green Road that...
You'd put a shift in, had you?
I'd put in a real shift.
Yeah.
It was nailed on that we were going to have sex. And I went to the toilet and collapsed on the bog, sick at one end, something out the other end. And I woke up at 7 in the morning with my head against the wall thinking, oh, fuck, you muffed it up, you idiot. And I went in and she was just asleep on the sofa and I just let myself out.
No, did you clean up after yourself? Or did you just leave it? Oh,
I
good.
Did. Yeah. But I mean, that was unlike your listener there. It didn't have a happy ending and I don't think I ever saw her again.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
We have to wrap up in a minute, but we're just quickly, a cocktail for Alex. What should we put in Alex's cocktail?
I think it's got to have a touch of spice in it.
Tamaria. We liked a bit of tamaria, didn't we?
Yeah.
But we've got vodka, cranberry, tamaria. No, we can't. So we need, if it's going to have tamaria. You could have vodka with tamaria, couldn't you? The cranberry will have to stay out. Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it. You know when you dip your glass into like salt or something like that?
Yes.
I reckon you would have to dip it into like quima naan round the top.
Oh,
so that you've got like a savoury bit. And then if you, the tamaria is quite sweet, isn't it? So
could you serve it in the little silver top of this cane?
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, we could serve it on one of those chocolate fountains to remind everybody of the water going down through.
I thought you were going to say the chocolate fountain that came out of Alex's arse when he passed out.
It could be that as well. It could be reminiscent of all of it.
Oh, we could call it How Low Can You Go?
We've got tamaria, vodka, the quima naan.
Oh, it's all too much.
Maybe a bit of ice.
I'm sorry about the sex story. I feel bad about that.
Don't worry, it's staying in now, Alex. It's staying in. The most important question I want to ask you before the penultimate question is, you obviously like a curry, Alex. What's your favourite curry?
Well, I do like lamb passan or chicken passander.
Are you a bit of a pussy? I thought that. I looked at you and I thought, he's a pussy.
Alex, you're talking to Lou, who had a curry on Sunday and she's still sweating it out. So don't feel like... if a competition is here, just be happy to lose this curry competition.
Oh, my God.
Like a fall or a findaloo or a...
I had a fall before and... Let's not talk about that. Okay. But I like a vindaloo, but me and Sally went for a curry the other day and I haven't stopped talking about it because it was the best curry I've ever had.
Where? Are you allowed to say where it was?
Shrewsbury.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what the place was called, but they had a really horrible looking Indian buffet upstairs. I'm not a fan of a buffet, Alex.
No, I know.
Because
I know.
You don't know who's
because
been breathing
people
or spitting.
Breathe over. God, I've heard this so many times from her. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Sally, it's a very important point.
You're right.
But we went downstairs and we risked a curry like properly off the menu. Well, fuck my old boots, Alex.
It was
a chili lamb hot. That's what it was called. Yeah.
Lovely.
And it had loads of dried bird's eye chilies on it and loads of chilies in it. And it was probably the colour of my jumper. which is bright red. And it was phenomenal, wasn't it, Sally? She loves talking about it.
She hasn't. And we went to a chili sauce shop once and she pretty much cleared it out. Need a cocktail for Ruth from Cambridge, who got married to the doorman. What should we have there? Here Comes the Bride. We could call it Here Comes the Bride. Literally, Here Comes the Bride. Something.
So we could have a Bailey's with some whipped cream on the top or something like that.
Yeah, there we go. And maybe a bit of champagne in there as a celebration for the wedding.
Lovely. Yeah, great. Fabulous. She's writing that down. Alex, we have our penultimate question for you now.
Yes.
Strap in, strap on, come on. So you've got a spittoon in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's filled with the shrapnel of somebody's off casts. They've spat in, they've been drinking, they've spat what they didn't want into the spittoon. Yeah. Whose spittoon, Alex, John Lowe, would you drink?
That's a very good question.
It is. Thank you.
I don't know if it's a very good question. But
it's a very revolting question.
It is. Thank you.
Oh, I see. What, in the same way, whose bathwater would you drink? That sort of idea.
Yeah. Yes.
Who? Oh, God. Hold on. I tell you.
Yeah.
This is showing my age again. Sabrina Duncan from Charlie's Angels. Yes. Kate Jackson. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Well, first ever love.
She's the dark haired.
Yeah, that's
it. Was Kelly,
ball.
Sabrina, and whatever Farrah Fawcett.
So that time. I mean, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And just my. I was 10 when that came out, Charlie's Angels. And I remember it was always seen as very, very sexy. It was all a bit kind of outrageous. And I remember being very, very. I was never really allowed to watch it. Maybe a bit too young. It's probably on a bit late. And I was desperate to see it.
She was your first crush.
Yeah, she really was. I was sort of, you know, so embarrassed by this. So I would drink her. I'd probably still drink it now.
Up in his loft. with his Betamax or his VHSs. Oh, I'll be down in a minute. Knocking one out with your fizzy knickers. Honestly, Alex, I tell you. So revealing, isn't it?
Yeah. So I hope that. I mean, I feel like all this stuff sounds like ancient history, and I keep forgetting how old I am.
Oh, I remember Sabrina though, because when we used to play Charlie's Angels, I had to be her because everybody wanted to be Farrah Fawcett or Kelly. I can't remember the actor's name.
Jacqueline Smith.
That Jacqueline Smith played Kelly.
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Jackson. It's Farrah Fawcett Majors.
It's Farrah Fawcett Majors.
Farrah
Fawcett
Majors. Oh, Alex has gone.
I'll get all my clothes off. I'll get in this platoon. I'll rub it all over me. And they were angels.
They were angels.
You went to fallen angels.
Yeah, they fell over.
They fell over in the spittoon.
Yeah, they did. Oh, and then they drowned and I had to give them mouth to mouth. Ooh.
They fell on this.
Oh, God, come on.
So get it together. It's a very serious podcast. Is this drink a spit or a swallow? Louise, over to you.
It's a swallow Timothy from Taylor. Me. Thank
swallow,
you.
Swallow from Lou, Timothy Taylor. It's a swallow from me. And you know, it's no spoiler alert here. I'd already drunk mine. I bought it and drank it. And it was bloody lovely. And I'm not a massive bitter drinker because of the bloating.
You are bitter, though. You are very,
very bitter.
It's slightly fruity. Slightly fruity. And I would have drunk it, but as I say, I'm trying to do a bit of a dry one until the end of February.
Well, after 6 p.m, you can drink it then, can't we?
To remind you, just before we go, you said you weren't sure how old you are. You're 54, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're not the mountaineerer because you wouldn't be alive. No.
Did I say I wasn't sure how old I was?
You said you never remember how old you are. You're 54. Yeah, yeah. Let you know.
Anyway.
I've just turned 54 and it's hit me like a ton of bloody bricks, ladies.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy bloody birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex Lowe.
Great stories.
Thanks for having me.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, We're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the number 34, at gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Fiddleheads. Yum.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!